This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070.
But that's only because I'm the guy that's hosted it the last couple of years. It's the best seat in the house. It belongs to WINA. I think more importantly, it belongs to this listening audience. It belongs to this community. And so I will no longer be hosting the best seat in the house after tonight at 8 o'clock. But the community will still have and wrap its arms around the best seat in the house because it truly is your local sports talk program. So cue sappy violins in the background if you like. But that's the way we've done it. We've tried to tailor it to this community, what the community wants, what the community is voracious to know and have, and the show, as it should, will roll on.
Well, you have struck a chord, certainly, and all you have to do is look at the Arbitron ratings numbers to see what you have created in those hours where in the past there was basically nothing. It was a wasteland, and with maybe Michael Savage, perhaps, but you went in there and you created something that so many people, thousands and thousands of people in this community, tune in regularly to hear Jed Williams pontificate about UVA sports and ACC sports and what is the very latest and what does Jed think about what happened this weekend, and there's a lot of people who are going to miss you on the air here in Charlottesville.
Well, I appreciate that. It's really been my pleasure, and this has sort of been my baby the last couple of years. I mean, you know, Coy, when I first got started in this business when I was in high school and first started doing intern work in Dallas, Texas, the man who was my mentor then and continues to be my chief mentor now, Norm Hitzkus, who's done a daily sports talk show in Dallas, Texas for 30 years running, really taught me what it was all about to just be in connection and contact with the community. Know what they want, know what they're yearning for, try to answer that call on a daily basis, and do them so good. I mean, you know, while in the end it's just sports and sports serves its rightful purpose within perspective, what we tried to do was inform and entertain, and if we could combine those two verbs together, in the end we could engage. And so engagement is what we were after, and you know, I appreciate your words, but again, I would go back to, I think, you know, I was the sports director at WINA for over 2 years before we ever launched the best seat in the house. I think just so much connection with this community, so much interaction with so many members of the community, big and small, young and old, and everywhere in between, taught me that there's a market for this, there's a niche for this, and there's a desire for this. And so, while in the end, maybe it was my brainchild to get it off the ground and running within these walls, it was the brainchild of so many other people around town sharing with me their enthusiasm and zeal and passion for local sports and beyond that really first put the bug in my ear that, hey, we should do this, not just for ourselves, not just for self-gratification, not just because we like doing sports, but because I'm out and about in the community and there are thousands that want this, and we can meet that need and meet that demand, and I hope we've done that the last 2 years.
Absolutely. Now, we want to just mention that the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and comment about Jed Williams' tenure here and say goodbye to Jed. We'd love to hear from you, 977-1070. Give us a phone call, and certainly the phone lines will be open throughout Jed's show to do the same.
Yeah, it's going to be fun tonight.
Now, Jed, remind folks again where you are, where you're going, and what's the time schedule here?
Going to Dixie, Mobile, Alabama.
Down on the Gulf.
Yeah, right on the Gulf. I believe it's a high of 473 Kelvin today, which would be 1,042 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm wearing a sweater today. I better discard and burn every last sweater in my closet.
Right.
And we know the native Texan doesn't have many sweaters. So maybe I'm right at home going down to Mobile. I'll be joining an all-sports station there, an ESPN affiliate, 105.5 WNSP. It's a successful sports talk station. It's been in that format for upwards of 14 years. And rather than building a show like I did here with the best seat in the house, I'm inheriting a successful product and trying to build on something that's already been successful the last 5 or 6 years. And so that's a different kind of challenge, but I think an exciting challenge nonetheless. And it makes me feel good about going into a place that is sort of foreign to me and is brand new to me, but know that I'm inheriting a product where people really care about it. It's been successful, and the audience is not disciplined, but the audience expects something. The audience already kind of knows what sports talk is like down there.
Right.
That'll be exciting. You know, it's
and you'll be going from the 212th radio market in the country here in Charlottesville,
right,
to the
93rd,
which is a hell of a jump.
Yeah, in this industry, that's a jump. It's
it's
not New York. Trust me, it's far from New York. But in this, in this industry, to jump up over 100 market sizes, and it might stay stage of my career, man. I'm 27 and I'm single, and Lord knows I'm single, but if somebody can help me out with that, please do call. This gives me a chance to chase a passion of mine, and I've been passionate about sports and journalism and the combination sports broadcasting for over 10 years, and it all really began with that talk show in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, well, tell us about that, because this is a good opportunity here as you make your next big, huge leap in your career, onward and upward. Tell us the very beginnings of this trajectory.
I guess it all started when I was about 10, and I was a ball boy for the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA. And I was that kid that wiped the sweat up from under the basket and took care of the bags of the visiting team players. And it was actually good to be a Mavericks ball boy in the visiting team locker room those years, because the Mavericks sucked, to be honest. They were terrible. They won like 11 games, 13 games. So all those players, the Larry Birds and the Dominique Wilkins and all those guys, Magic John, they were all really happy because they'd come into Dallas and win by 35. So I was that kid that carried their bags and mopped up the sweat under the basket and got their autographs and got their shoes and collected the cards and all that stuff. And I did that for 5 years. And it, you know, it sounds silly, and I was a kid and it was foppish and fun and all that stuff. But what it did was it brought me very close to the game, very close to sports. And I got to see it from a very unique perspective. I got to enjoy and sort of marvel at the athleticism. I also got to see the dynamic of how sports sort of interrelate and how these teams work, and some behind the scenes things that I probably didn't realize fully at the time, but it was still neat to have that lens into it, which you can't get even on the radio or on television necessarily. And so that 4 or 5, it was 5 years, and I think I started when I was 10 and I was done when I was 14. And that sort of late elementary school into middle school, that's when I sort of fell in love with it, you know, for the first time. And I got to high school, and I played on the freshman basketball team, and we were about to have JV tryouts, and they cut me. They said, you really shouldn't try out next fall because you've been a great resource. We love having you, but you're not going to make the team. So I sort of decided, okay, well, this isn't going to work. I can't play them. Let's talk them. And it just so happened we had a very good school newspaper at Highland Park High School in Dallas, and I worked on that for 4 years, was a 2-year editor there. And I also met a guy named Neil Amy, who was basically putting together independent play-by-play television broadcasts on local cable access TV stations throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex at my high school and several others. So somehow I got connected to him, hopped on board with him, did stat keeping, scoreboard updates, things like that. And soon enough, he gave me the chance after a year or two to do some color analysis or eventually to do some play-by-play. And so take my senior year, for instance, our basketball team makes the 4A state championship game down in Austin, Texas. It's a big high school, and that was a big deal. And I got the chance to call play-by-play and do color analysis for every single one of my high school's games my senior year in high school. That gave me tapes. It gave me experience. More than that, it gave me the thrill of how much I enjoyed doing that. So that sort of, you know, is what, I don't know, kind of lit the fuse for me and got me going and just got me thinking about, wow, there's some possibilities here. There's some things I want to explore. And so I decided, you know, most people are really, they're not stunned I went to the University of Virginia, but they're surprised to hear why I came here, because they think,
yeah,
well,
how did you end up at the University of Virginia from Dallas?
Right. Well, not only from Dallas, but why didn't you go to a journalism school? I mean, if you did all this journalism work in high school, wouldn't you want to go to a place that has a big communications factory, whether it's Northwestern or Missouri or Columbia or whatever? And I looked at those schools, and we'd had some people from my school go to UVA in years preceding me, and you know, I asked them about the school and got more information, and then my parents and I came out here my junior year, spring of my junior year, for a visit, and not just UVA, but we've viewed 7 or 8 different schools on the East Coast, from Georgetown to Wake Forest, and on and on and on. And I had viewed a lot of other schools before I viewed Virginia, not just on that East Coast swing, but I'd gone to several in Texas, several throughout the Midwest. I'd visited 10 or 15 schools, and UVA was one of the very last that I got to. And as I did more reading, I realized they didn't really have a communications department, and I wasn't necessarily like hell-bent on having to do that, but that was kind of an initial point of interest that would raise my antenna about a school. And I get here, and I knew they didn't have it, and I loved it. It's one of those things where it's hard to explain. It's abstract, and you hear some people say it just felt right. And I know that's cliche, and I know that's trite, but that's what I'm going to go with. It just felt right. And I knew I could come here and be happy, and whatever I wanted to do, find something that would sort of accommodate and promote that vehicle. If I went elsewhere just for journalism or whatever the case might be, what if I didn't get the break? Or what if it didn't happen? Or what if I was only there for that and I decided I wanted to do something
else?
Because you don't make every decision about the rest of your life when you're 19 years old. So I said, you know what? No, I like the social atmosphere here. Obviously, I love the academics. I like the town. I think I give myself the best chance to have a good 4 years by coming here. And the rest, as they say.
And you came to UVA when?
I came to UVA fall of 1998. Graduated May of 2002, English degree. And I was actually on the air at WINA before I was ever in class at UVA. When I got in early decision to UVA in December of 1997, the athletic director at SMU, which is a school in Dallas, like 5 minutes away from where my family lives, my mother's an alumnus there. She knew the athletic director. I called him up, and his name's Jim Copeland. And that's going to ring a bell with a lot of people in your audience right now. He used to be the longtime athletic director at UVA and played football here and is from this area. And I called Jim, or Mr. Copeland, as I called him, and he put me in touch with a guy named Dan Miller, who was the general manager at the time and was for several years. And he also said, you ought to talk to this fellow named Mac McDonald. He probably could help you out a little bit, too. So I called Dan, got in touch. Dan said, hey, when you get down here, just call us, and we'll sit down and we'll talk. And I think Mac said similar things. And I got down here on a Thursday, and then orientation was going to begin that Saturday, and then school the following Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. I get down here on that Thursday, and the next day I had an interview lined up at WINA about interning that year. And Robbie Robinson, who's now at the Citadel, who's still a dear, dear friend of mine, was the one conducting the interview because he was the sports director at the time. And he said, you know, Jed, we're really excited. It looks like you've done great work in high school. I know you're enthusiastic about it. I'm sure we can get you involved somehow, some way, somewhere throughout the year. But you're going to have to be patient because, you know, there are other guys that want breaks too. And you're just going to have to wait a little bit and we'll figure this thing out. That was on Friday. I got in on Thursday. That was on Friday at about 2 o'clock. So I got back in my parents' car. They said, how'd it go? I said, you know, it went well. I think I got a chance to do some work there. It could be good. Wait and see. And, you know, hopefully down the road something will happen. Get back to the hotel. And about 45 minutes later, somebody called the room. And my dad picked up the phone and said, Jed, it's for you. I hopped on the phone. Hi, this is Jed. Jed, it's Robbie Robinson at WINA. You know what? We've just had a guy call in sick, and I really could use you doing stats for a high school football game tonight.
That's great.
So an hour later, I was in his car, and we were going out to Spotswood for a Spotswood-Charlottesville game. And I read the stats at halftime and the postgame. I was the stats man that night.
Oh, man.
And 5 days later, I took my first class at UVA, and that's how it all spawned from
there. Bathed in a little local color there right off
you
the
like
bat.
That?
Yes.
I like that. I think it's a great anecdote. It's one that I'm very fond of because it's true and it almost sounds too good to be true.
Yeah. So. My guest is Jed Williams. He's hosting his very last Best Seat in the House tonight from 6 to 8 o'clock here on News Radio 1070 WINA, the very last Best Seat in the House. Do we know at this point what's going to happen to Best Seat in the House? Have any decisions been made or are those conversations still taking place?
Yeah, conversations still within the walls here. But I can tell you this, the show will go on. That's the most important question I get from people in this audience and in this community. Jed, what's going to happen to the show? Well, I can't tell you who's going to host it or when they're going to start hosting it or how the personality of that show might change with me gone. But I can tell you I've been involved in some of the conversations and I know management has been involved in others. The show will continue. And that's a real testament to this area, which has wrapped its arms around the best seat in the house to the degree that we can't let this thing go. People are so committed to it, and we're so committed to you that we don't want to let this thing go, and it makes no sense to let this thing go. So it will continue. It may take us a couple weeks to sort of polish off all the final plans, but the show will go on under that name, and that's what I'm most excited to announce.
And that's really encouraging for folks to know that this company is committed to that program,
yeah.
Even though its creator is leaving the company.
And I'll still be involved. I mean, I'm going to come on, I know, at least once a week. I'm also hopefully going to check in with you every once in a while from SEC country. And,
I mean,
because I'm leaving the show doesn't mean I'm leaving the show behind. And I think it's just a great commentary about the community and how committed the community is to this station and local programming. Because, Coy, 2 years ago, the challenge was, can you guys even do an hour once a week on sports? I mean, is the market really there?
Oh, yeah.
And I think we have proved, and the community has proved to us, oh, yeah, there's a market for this. We want it every single day, and we want more than ever before. And now, hopefully, we get to continue to accommodate
that.
Let's
go quick to the phones. Leon's on the line. Leon, you're on with Jed Williams. Go right ahead.
Okay. I was just calling to say goodbye to Jed. I think that I join a lot of other people in the greater Charlottesville area who have listened to Jed for years and watched him grow. And he's been a nice addition to the sports voices here in the greater Charlottesville area. So, Jed, we certainly wish you all the luck in the world. I know you do well, but we're going to miss you because I think that, you know, it was always Mac McDonald. But now when you came, you know, it added a little more, you know, to those voices that we hear. And, you know, you did a good job.
Well, thank you, Leon. You know, there was room for two, and now there's room for even more with me gone. And you know, the old adage, you can always come back home, and hopefully that'll be my story at some point.
Well, I hope that that may be something in the future. I know that Mac McDonald, when I was here in the early 80s, he was a young guy, you know, leading the charge on the voice of the Cavaliers, and then he left, as you know, and,
yep.
and came back a few years later, and maybe that will be, you know, your story. So, again, job well done. We'll miss you, but hopefully we'll hear your voice again sometime.
That's the goal. I hope to be talking to you guys and staying in touch with everyone, even in my ventures down to Mobile. Thank you, Leon, very much.
Leon, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. And, of course, Jed Williams tonight, Best Seat in the House from 6 to 8, the very last Best Seat in the House, hosted with our own Jedaroo, Jed Williams. Make sure that you folks, boy, if there's ever been appointment radio, that is it tonight at 6 o'clock.
And I want to assure folks, we're going to celebrate the last 2 years of the show. We're going to have our favorite friends of the program on, like Craig Littlepage and Larry Sabato and guys like that. But we're also going to do a sports talk show. You know, there's Sweet 16 games tonight in college basketball involving ACC teams, involving Georgetown from Washington, D.C. And I think the best salute we can do to this audience in our final show is, yes, to celebrate and, yes, to thank, but to put the hard hat and lunch pail back on and go to work and do a show and make sure that you go into those games tonight, you know, knowing what you're looking for. I think that's the service we've tried to provide. And so let's continue that on the last night.
Jed Williams, director of sports here at WINA, leaving WINA for Mobile, Alabama. And let me just say, by the way, I was thinking of you last night on House Hunters, one of my favorite shows.
Yes.
It was a couple in Mobile, Alabama, and they were showing all these scenes because I don't know anything about Mobile, but man, it looks beautiful. It looks beautiful. I think you're really going to enjoy it. It is a great loss for this company and for all of us here to see you go. I think you're one of the best things that's ever happened to WINA, and you will be very missed. But congratulations and good luck. And look out, ESPN. Here comes Jed Williams.
Thank you, Coy. Pleasure's been mine, and the last 9 years have been about the best experience of my life. So leave it at that, and we'll see you at 6 o'clock.
Let's take a break for local news and weather. We'll be back with Rick Britton. This is Charlotte Hill right now on News Radio 1070 WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.